No, that's where the roof meets right there.
Oh, really?
13 workers are laying down tile, hanging sheetrock, and insulating a condo on the north side of La Crosse. They're the third group since last fall to participate in a transitional jobs program. Workforce Connections created the program by tapping a portion of the nearly $31 million Wisconsin received in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funds for worker training. Beth Sullivan is planning director of the private nonprofit. The workers who may have disabilities, criminal backgrounds, or other employment barriers are developing skills to create a good work history.
We chose construction because a lot of the people that need help finding jobs with poor work history don't learn in a typical classroom setting. They learn by doing, their hands on people, and they learn better this way.
The program will provide temporary paid work for 54 people before it ends in June. However, more than twice that number showed interest in participating. Jeff Young of La Crosse was hired by Workforce to train workers in construction skills.
And I had a guy that's real quiet throughout the whole program. Said very few words, but you could tell at the end of the cohort, he gave me a hug that I couldn't imagine. You could see tears in his eyes. I think it's like the first time that he's really felt good about what he accomplished.
Since I moved up from Chicago 10 months ago, I've been having a heck of a time trying to find a job.
That's Brian Reese of La Crosse. Reese says his job references and work history prevented him from finding work.
Well, part of it was I was a 24-hour caregiver for my fiance, so I really didn't work for about 3 years, and employers don't like to see that.
Employer stereotypes and stigmas often keep workers like Reese from getting a foot in the door, according to Melissa Young. She's the associate director of the National Transitional Jobs Network in Chicago.
Individuals with barriers to employment that have difficulty, even in a good economy, getting and keeping a job, suffer the most. These individuals are chronically unemployed when there is no recession.
Workforce's Sullivan says that's why they created this particular program.
When the economy does pick up, we're still going to have this population out there that need help to become more employable. And why not help them and give them a leg up so when the economy picks up, they can have a fighting chance with everybody else?
Sullivan says they haven't received any criticism from those who may say program dollars would be better spent elsewhere. Shay Mahoney, a workforce construction trainer, says most of them need and want to work, aside from one or two bad eggs.
But still, you know, if they show up every day, they're going to learn something because they don't just stand around and we'll put them to work.
And the work experience is paying off for participants like Karen Donaldson of La Crosse.
I've already going to do a job for a girlfriend of mine tiling her kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's already giving you that leg up.
Right. And a job lead in painting that I'm hopeful about.
With their 10-week training session coming to a close, all of them are hoping the skills they've learned and references gained will land them another job if there's work to be had. Danielle Pading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.